USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is a measure of the rate of rising prices of goods and services in an economy. Inflation can occur when prices rise due to increase in production costs, such as raw materials and wages. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNN Sunday says inflation is here to stay through 2022.
Americans haven't seen inflation like we've experienced. On a 12-month basis, the inflation rate will remain high into next year because of what's already happened. The COVID shock to the economy has caused disruptions that we'll be working through over the next year.
Since this time last year, gas has cost costing us 43% more. Inflation over the years, $1 in 1940, is equivalent to the purchasing power of about $19.59 today. USA Radio News.
Okay, so good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update on President Biden's massive partisan social spending bill. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With a new business week in hand, Democrats are looking to finally close the deal on President Biden's legislative agenda. And it was the aim of a meeting on Sunday in Delaware between Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a Democrat in the Senate who often votes with Republicans, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, the White House saying the three of them had a productive discussion. The meeting coming as Democrats are hoping to finally pass both the bipartisan infrastructure measure and the more partisan social infrastructure bill, which even has Democrats fighting among themselves. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that may be put to rest now as a deal is virtually at hand.
With 90% of the bill agreed to and written.
She was speaking on CNN. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz said on Newsmax Sunday, the nine justices of the U.S. Supreme Court are good and decent people, but they're also political people who at times will base their decision on political factors.
Well, it depends on the time. Bush versus Gore, 5-4, Republicans versus Democrats. Recently, the three Democrats seem to be voting in tandem. Both sides claim they're applying the Constitution. The Heller case is a perfect example. You had two extensive opinions, each citing the history and concluding that clearly their side is right. I want to give good faith to each of the nine justices, most of whom I know and I have known for years. They're good and decent people. They are political people. They were appointed by political presidents. They were appointed in order to achieve political results. Sometimes they follow it, sometimes they don't. I remember President Clinton was very disappointed when the justices he appointed voted against him in the Paula Jones case. And President Trump was very disappointed when the justices that he appointed voted against him. But that's the nature of thing. You put on a robe, yep, and you at least are supposed to be non-political. Yep. Look, I agree with you, though, and I agree with the polls that show that most Americans think that politics plays a role in the Supreme Court. And that's why we have this commission thinking about expanding the Supreme Court, which would be the most political thing you could possibly do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.